Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
DP and J are in Indy. I'm Austin Norman, back in Lincoln, holding down the fort for the next hour and a half here on Old School, brought to you by The Mercado, by Certified Piedmontese. Two Lincoln locations and one Omaha location. Big thanks as well to Starter Heyman Jewelers for their sponsorship of our text line and video streams, as well as Allo for channel 961 and our VIP line. Not using that today, I'm sure we will throughout the week. All right, Travis on the text line. I am so beyond confused. Why is Fickle on the hot seat? Is Rule on the hot seat then too? Fickle beat him year one. All right. Do I believe that Luke Fickle should be on the hot seat? Absolutely not. Signed the same 8-year contract that Matt Rhule did, got it extended for a year. So now his contract runs through March 31st of 2031, whereas Matt Rhule's contract still runs through 2030. Wisconsin 7-6 last year with that win over Nebraska. Nebraska 5-7, was 5-3 at one point, finished 0-4 in November. So why is Fickle... You know, why am I saying Fickle's on the hot seat in Matt Rhule? You know, does he deserve to be there too? Neither guy deserves to be on the hot seat. I think it's ridiculous. The conversations around these two programs are entirely different. And that's where I think there's more of a sense of uneasiness around Wisconsin than there is Nebraska right now. Matt Rhule had a lot to fix. He had a lot to change. We know he's doing things a lot differently than Scott Frost was, than Mike Riley was, even than Bo Pelini was, right? Matt Rhule's had to make these changes, but the changes that Matt Rhule has made fall in line with Nebraskans' expectations of this program. Development. Walk-ons. Under-the-radar pickups of, you know, being a leader in nutrition, of having the best facilities. I know Matt Rhule is mostly the beneficiary of that more so than the driving force behind it. But what Matt Rhule is saying, how he's talking, what he's telling us he wants his teams to reflect are in line with what Nebraskans' expectations are. Contrary to that is what Luke Fickle did up at Wisconsin. Don't forget just how much drama there was surrounding Paul Christ's exit. He's relieved of his duties halfway through the year. Jim Leonard, elevated to interim coach. And that's the guy a lot of Wisconsin fans and a significant portion of the team thought was going to get the full-time job. He didn't get it. Wisconsin did what I still believe to be the right thing, and do a big national search. I think Jim Leonard is one heck of a defensive coordinator. Maybe he's going to be a really good head coach someday. I think it would have been a cop-out and a disservice to Wisconsin to not go through a full coaching search. Leonard was fine. Wisconsin was meh with him. He didn't move the needle for me, but again, in an interim role. And you have to remember, too, Paul Christ was very Bo Pelini in his results at Wisconsin, right? Won you 9-10 games, got to a good bowl game, very rarely, if ever, a great bowl game. Not a lot of success at the highest level of the conference. You had to bring him up into the conversation, but you kind of felt obligated to do it more so than seriously wanting to enter them into the conversation. There was never that extra gear for Bo Pelini at Nebraska or for Paul Christ at Wisconsin. Or if there was that extra gear, those teams didn't realize it. But Paul Christ was Wisconsin through and through. He was simple. He was effective enough. He was, I don't say boring, that's a bad word, but Paul Christ fell in line with Wisconsin expectations after, you know, Bielema, after Alvarez. He was returned to normal after everything that went down with Gary Anderson. And then he's told he's not doing well enough. He's let go. The Frank Solich, the Bo Pelini, but in season for Wisconsin. An extremely popular up-and-comer is passed over for head coach. And I think Wisconsin got a good one in Fickell. But there's a lot of fans that, you know, didn't want to have to go through that search that thought Leonard was the guy. So not only, you know, were Wisconsin fans, even if they were excited about the hire, slightly miffed, you know, bummed that Leonard wasn't going to be retained as DC. The new head coach comes in and takes a sledgehammer to the Wisconsin identity and going and getting Phil Longo. And I don't think he truly did take that sledgehammer. Again, I think that's more perception. Guys, Phil Longo is not averse to running the ball. He had 2,000-yard rushers in the same year at North Carolina. Like any coach worth his salt, I believe Phil Longo targets and identifies who his playmakers are and wants to get them the ball. Maybe he had an out-of-body experience, right? Didn't give the ball to Braylon Allen as much as he should have. Maybe he prioritized Tanner Mordecai and Will Pauling over Braylon Allen, right? That happens. Phil Longo's a really good offensive coordinator, but he didn't fit with Wisconsin's expectations of what the program should be. And that's fine if it works. But I think Wisconsin fans expected, you know, with Fickell's pedigree, with Longo's pedigree of having elite offenses, I'm sure they expected some growing pains. I'm sure they didn't expect 7-5. The defense was good. It wasn't Wisconsin good. It wasn't Wisconsin standard of good. So you change or want to change the fabric of the program and it doesn't go the way you want it to or fans want it to, there's going to be more questions. Because the reason you make the Luke Fickell move and he makes the Phil Longo move is to elevate you into something more than you have been. If you make those moves and you're the same or worse, then fans are saying, well, what's the point? Why did we do?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, Go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do this, it didn't work, and now we've gone through all this unnecessary drama and rigmarole and hand-wringing that we didn't have to. What was the purpose? What was the point? If Wisconsin's looking to improve its ceiling, it hires Luke Fickell. If Wisconsin wanted to keep the floor the same, it keeps Paul Crist. That's how I'll break it down. Travis follows up on the text line. Haha, so the conversation around the program means they're going to be better. Nebraska wins the offseason every single year. There's no change to that since Riley was at Nebraska. Nebraska's offseason champions every single year. Who has Rule developed? Travis, I do agree with that last sentence. They lucked out because of 5-star's dad play here. Yes and no. I could take a little bit of umbrage with that, but I get where you're coming from. Who has Rule developed? You can't say he's developed anyone yet because you've only had 1 year. But to be fair, you saw the best year out of Ty Robinson. You saw the best year out of Nash Hutmacher. You saw Jamari Butler become an impact player. You saw them pick a position for Tommy Hill, and he thrived in it. You saw on the offensive end, right, they were the ones that wanted Jalen Lloyd, convinced him to come, and all he did was tie Marvin Harrison Jr. for the most touchdowns of 50-plus yards. Heinrich Harbert, you know, wasn't great, but he was playing quarterback. The other staff didn't want to do that, didn't want to give him that chance. So that counts as a little bit of development. We saw Bryce Benhart play some of the best football of his career after a lot of issues last year. Maybe it's just health related, but Thomas Fedoni actually played and was something of a factor. That's got to count for something. That's who Matt Rule's developed. And you see that the seeds being planted there, and obviously was Wisconsin beat writer, a fan could speak more on to, you know, who Wisconsin's developed. Maybe it's more than Nebraska, maybe it's less. But you think of even someone like, you know, a James Williams, right, coming out of nowhere, pass rush, sub package, and he's making an impact. Is that a fluke, or do you credit Rule for development? I suppose it depends on your perspective. Probably a little bit of both, right? Maybe James Williams has a role to play this year. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he took a step forward last year, and that's the only step forward he's going to take. We don't know. We'll see. And that's the point. It's only been 1 year for both these guys, which is why neither of them deserve to be on the hot seat. But the conversation around the program is important for us, And I do think it's important, you know, to have these conversations in the landscape, because athletic directors and presidents and chancellors and whoever can't, but also need to take the image and the perception into account. If they are so confident in their move to go hire Luke Fickell up at Wisconsin, they don't give, you know, two plum nickels what I say, what anyone on our station says, what anyone in Milwaukee or Madison has to say, right? If they're that confident in it. They shouldn't make their decisions based off vibes or, oh, what's the fan base going to think about this? But they have to be prepared to defend their actions. And at some point, you're in the get-it-right business. At some point, it comes down to wins and losses for a football team. Because wins and losses affects the bottom line. Affects how much money is brought into the program. Maybe to a lesser degree in the Big Ten, right? Because you have that much money flowing in from the TV contract and sponsorships and whatnot. But you still get more money for going to the college football playoff than for missing the college football playoff. You also, as we've seen, you know, up close and personal here at Nebraska, you don't make decisions based off of, you know, what the fans are thinking, but you have to be aware of what they're saying and be able to defend your argument and come with a rational plan. More fans will be willing to listen to you if, you know, you make a hire, it doesn't work, you say, hey, here are the criteria that we saw when we hired him. It didn't work out. We gave it a run. Sorry, we'll get it right next time. You don't get it right enough, you're eventually fired. Travis says, Lincoln Riley and Fickell being on the hot seat this year, none of that is true. I'm not saying it should be, but it might be. And that's just a problem with college athletics and football in general, I would say. Lincoln Riley's a darn good coach. Luke Fickell's a darn good coach. They're not on the hot seat because of what fans think. But what fans think and what the expectation of is for that program, whether athletic directors, chancellors, presidents, whoever admit it or not, plays a part in their decision-making. Not saying it should, not saying it shouldn't. But they're not just on the hot seat because we need fodder. They're on the hot seat because they're not living up to expectations. Riley's had a couple years, Fickell's had one. Again, if it's me, I give them more time. I absolutely do. Both of them. They're both good coaches who have proven it before, which is why I don't think they should be on the hot seat. But I also think it's short-sighted and misses the environment of the day to say they're not on the hot seat. Like, there's no way they're on the hot seat. Thunder Not Collins, how do you question who Rule has developed? He's been here for a year. That's, yes, exactly. He hasn't had a lot of time, but we saw growth. We saw steps in the right direction from a number of guys that we weren't sure would ever take a step forward, that had opportunities under a previous staff to take a step forward and didn't. Whether it was the scheme, whether it was the role, whether it was the training, whatever it is, we saw in year one a number of breakouts, a number of guys who impressed beyond what they'd shown. And that's commendable. Got to see it again. It can't stop there. Those guys can't have had their best years last year. Got to be better this year. And if they have another year or two after that, keep getting better. That's the point. Because that, to me, has been one of the biggest problems at Nebraska, is stalled development and plateauing. So many guys will have one good year and then not get better or not be able to maintain that level even. So if Matt Rhule is able to take some of these players that had a good year last year and make them have an even better year this year, keep tinkering, but keep doubling down on strengths at the same time, that'll be development. Texts are flowing in here on the text line, 402-464-5685. Keep them coming. I'll be with you till 6 o'clock before we turn it over to Ticket Weeknights. I'm Austin Norman. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.